Brett Hayhoe has a private taxonomy for the people who matter most, and today's episode is built entirely from that list.
That's right. We're spending this episode inside one post from Brett's World Traveler series. Three friendships, 22 plus years, and everything that's quietly shifted in between. Let's start with the trio themselves. This segment of the World Traveler series is about what long friendships actually look like over two decades. Not the highlight reel, but the drift, the estrangement, the doors left open anyway.
The post introduces all three by way of a framing device, affectionate nicknames that mark them as people held, as Brett puts it, nearer and dearer, a private taxonomy of people who matter most.
M comes first, and the introduction is specific. Brett met him performing drag at a local club, and the reason M caught his attention was craft. The post is direct about it. The ability to sell a song you are not actually singing is a talent worthy of genuine praise, and M had it in abundance.
That's not a small compliment. The post spends real time on what lip sync actually requires, the costume, the delivery, the commitment, before landing on what M became, the friend who showed up during the dark days, without hesitation, without complaint.
The post says M's counsel probably saved my life, or at least my sanity. That's the weight behind the entertainer framing. M is described as funny, loyal, loving, and courageous. The lip sync is the introduction, not the whole person.
H arrives through a different door entirely, the Pride March Victoria board, which is, as the post notes, not the worst way to meet someone.
H is described as a sweet soul, often misunderstood, genuinely missed. There's been some estrangement. Brett has reached out. It hasn't been reciprocated. The post's response to that is quiet. He knows, or ought to know, that I am here, should he ever need me. The door is open.
And then there's Daddy, met by chance at a nightclub. Inseparable for a stretch, weekly parties, shared politics, shared experience of marriages that didn't survive. A natural pairing on paper.
In practice, the post describes a quick temper and what it calls an occasionally misguided recalcitrant attitude, a pattern of being cut off, presumably as a lesson. Brett's position on that is unambiguous.
The post says simply, "This sort of nonsense does not work with me," which is about as clean a boundary as you'll find in print.
The conclusion pulls all three together. Three different introductions, three different shapes of friendship, each with its own complications. The post's final note is that all three are still there after 22 years, and that fact alone says something true about them.
A private taxonomy, a pride board, a nightclub by chance, and two decades of whatever comes after the introduction.
The World Traveler series keeps returning to that question. More from Brett next time.